You are listening to Morning Edition on KCUR 89.3. Kansas abolitionist John Brown was the wild-eyed, bearded man who led a raid on pro-slavery settlers along the Missouri border before the Civil War. He's a well-known historical figure, but a new book rediscovers the story of a forgotten member of Brown's band. It's part of an effort by a small but growing Kansas City book publisher to resurrect forgotten stories of the region's dramatic past. KCUR's C.J. Genovee reports.
Pallet of books to Chicago, pallet of books to Denver.
Aaron Barnhart's getting ready to ship out the latest book hot off of Quindaro Press. He's in his dining room. Barnhart's the former TV critic for the Kansas City Star, but now he runs Quindaro Press out of his Volcker neighborhood house with his wife, the historian Diane Eichhoff. They left their jobs a few years ago. This is the third book they've published, and they've been successful. Not New York Times bestseller successful, but enough to keep publishing.
We're going
to
ship these pallets out and nothing's coming back.
They started the press in 2006 with Eichhoff's book about Clarinna Nichols, a frontier feminist. In her former job in the textbook industry, Eichhoff was always looking for good stories about women, but publishers only seemed interested in what she calls the old war horses.
Susan B. Anthony, Harriet Tubman, Eleanor Roosevelt. Those women made it on their own, but a lot of the women that are written about are the wives or the mothers of some famous man. Here was a woman nobody had ever heard of, and I thought her story was worth telling.
They spent a lot of time thinking about how to publish it.
I was never convinced that an academic publisher would be the right place for it. I knew that commercial publishers, if they considered lives like Clarinda's to be important, they would have published more of them.
Barnhart knew his way around desktop publishing software, and they were both professional writers and editors. So they published the Clarinna Nichols story themselves. It's titled Revolutionary Heart.
Within a year, we'd gone through our first printing. We're on to the second printing.
They weren't afraid of marketing and promotion. They drove all over Kansas to speaking events, historical societies, libraries, and coffee shops. Along the way, they came up with another book, a narrative travel guide to historic sites along the Missouri-Kansas border. That book, The Big Divide, did well too. They don't want to get into specifics, but they say their books have sold in the thousands.
Those two books sold very well.
Sarah Bagby owns Watermark Books, an independent bookstore and cafe in Wichita.
Regional titles are one of our best-selling sections, and Kansas stories are hard to come by. I just appreciate their ability to package a book and make it marketable.
She says she's excited about the next book from Quindaro Press, because Barnhart and Eichhoff are now going for a new audience, kids.
We know that there's a lot of interest in telling stories to the next generation about our history. We know that they're interested in history. But we also know from our own experience that history growing up was boring. Acts and facts. Famous men doing famous things.
They decided to get into young adult nonfiction.
While other markets are declining in readers, young adult is exploding.
And we knew we didn't want to do a dystopian novel. We didn't want to do fantasy. These are not our genres. We knew we wanted to do history.
So meet the real-life August Bondi. He was born all the way back in the 1830s in Vienna. When he was 14, violent revolution swept Austria.
August has to be careful because he's Jewish, and his father says, we got to get out of here. And they moved to the United States. So this story, this journey involving a 14-year-old who becomes involved and in fact on the front lines of the revolutions of Europe, and then a few years later is fighting alongside John Brown in Kansas. It was too good to pass up.
The story of August Bondi had actually been written twice before, once by Bondi himself before he died in 1907, and later by a well-known children's book author named Lloyd Alexander. It turned out the rights to Alexander's book were in the public domain. Barnhart adapted it for today's young adults.
August Bondi helps humanize the story of Bleeding Kansas in a way that this larger-than-life figure named John Brown could not.
August Bondi lived most of his life in Salina, Kansas. He's remembered at the Black Jack Battlefield, National Historic Landmark near Baldwin City. The name of the new book about him is Firebrand. For KCUR 89.3, I'm C.J. Genovee.